Kim Anderson, our grain marketing specialist, joins us now. And Kim, last week you talked about those January reports setting the foundation for wheat prices. So now the question, what is that foundation?
Well, that foundation is good. I think they stopped the bleeding, the downtrend stopped. We may be starting a sideways pattern. You look at that report, it was slightly bullish for both corn and wheat. I think it needs to be for both of those commodities. You look at the ending stocks and the quarterly stocks, slightly lower for the wheat and corn than the market expected. You look at the wheat plantings, the all wheat plantings were less than the market expected. Hard to wheat acres, less than the market expected. Now, some negative news was the soft red winter wheat planted acres were higher than expected. But overall, I think it was good news for wheat, and I think it was good news for corn relative to prices.
Okay, and how are wheat and corn prices impacting each other? It's always important to have perspective on that, right?
I don't think wheat prices can go up by themselves. I think wheat prices need some strength in corn. And as we've talked about, corn export demand has been weak. It continues to be weak. And the corn used for ethanol is less than expected. So there's some weakness in corn, and that's going to hold wheat down a little bit. So, and those two commodities are still tied together.
Okay, let's switch gears, look at some of the foreign markets and where we are in terms of U.S. competition.
Well, India is probably the big news story right now. They've exported about 165 million bushels. They may be looking at their seventh record wheat crop in a row, and they're going to be harvesting in the March through May time period. One report indicated that they will probably export 370 million bushels of wheat next year. And so they're going to be major wheat exporters that we haven't seen in the past. You look at Australia, they were priced a little bit out of the market, a little